Cardiff, how may I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Lena.
Hey.
Yeah, I spoke with him. He said that he will pay half. I said you're putting 10,000 down,
It's a
and he
personal
was.
loan, correct?
I don't know if it's
Did you
personal or
ask?
not. No,
That's
I
the
didn't
whole
ask
that's
about it.
you should. That's the
Okay.
whole point. Listen,
I
Mr. Customer, what is his payment? Like 2,300 a month, 2,400?
I didn't ask
Of course.
about him. He said
Why would you
that
ask?
if we would give him 825, he would pay 1,800. His biggest concern was that he's paying 41,000 in interest to us, and he's paying half of this to Mercedes.
If he puts 10K down, he'll pay a lot
That's
less
what I
interest.
told him. That's
You
exactly what I told him. But
just
the final point is he already signed. He told me
So what? Tell him to cancel. Just say, hey, look, at the end of the day, let me give you some advice. If this loan goes on your personal credit, if this loan's under your business, I would take this deal. But if this loan goes under your business credit, under your personal, you're screwed. Your debt is out of control. Now you've got another $1,800 a month in payments. It's dead. You can't get a loan. Do you understand that? Do you understand that your good credit score means jack fucking shit? You will have so much debt, no one will lend to you. You're dead. Does that make sense, Lena?
Yes.
You can't buy a house. You can't buy a car.
Okay.
You can't get a credit card. Just tell him the truth. Hey, man, if this is a personal loan, if this is a business loan, take it. They win. But if this is a personal loan, I understand your concern with interest, but there's a bigger thing at play here. Your debt-to-income ratio will be out of control. You're paying $4,500 a month already. It's going to go up to $6,300 a month, and you're going to lose $10,000. This is a bad decision. This is not a, if you just said, but this is sales, Lena. This is not customer
I
service.
understand, and I tried.
Fine, then don't call him. Fine, I don't care. Your
No, I will.
candle deal is shit, by the way.
Okay.
You need to. The guy has no idea of pricing, and he just bought equipment.
Please, we already had him approved, and we already gave him the offer last time. How come he doesn't know about pricing?
That's your job. It ain't my job.
Okay, but he can tell you whatever, but he already had the
Do you know
pricing.
he just do you know that he just bought equipment cash? And if we had known about it, we could have financed it.
I offered him. What
He
do you
said he
think?
never talked to you about equipment. Said he never talked
Oh,
to you.
really? He can tell you whatever he wants.
So you knew what he was getting for equipment?
No, I didn't, but I told him that we offer equipment financing too.
How am I
And
able
he
to
just.
how am I able to discover that he just got equipment from Italy and you
Because
can't?
you. Okay, if he gets equipment from Italy, how can we finance it?
We finance
Only
it all
reimburse
the
him.
time. We do that all the time
Yeah,
at a good
we
rate.
can reimburse him.
But how did you not know he was doing that for 100 grand? How did you not know that?
I didn't talk to him for 3 months,
He
more,
ordered this
for
equipment
six.
6 months ago. How did you not know that?
He didn't tell me.
You have to start asking questions. Because
Okay, you want me to call this
No, I'm trying to help
person?
you, Lena.
I
The
understand.
guy's applying to get national funding and all these people. So they're all going to him and they're all failing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. These are hard deals. I understand they're hard deals. But the more you ask and take a genuine interest in these people's business, the more opportunity you'll have to win. If we knew he had financed equipment, we can't do anything now. It's too late. The equipment has been there for 2 months. No one will finance it that we normally work
I
with.
understand. Yeah.
But if you had dug a little deeper, we could have given him a 5-year loan against his equipment at a good interest rate.
This guy didn't answer even my calls for all these times.
I know he's a piece of shit. I
Yeah.
know. But.
And you know how long it took me to get these 6 months bank statements? His assistant was giving me,
Lena, I
she
don't doubt that this guy is
Okay.
an. I don't doubt that he's a hard person to deal with, okay?
Yeah, I understand, but
And I'm not
I
trying
don't
to put
know.
you against a
And it's
wall.
easier, when I tell him that my credit manager will talk to you, they think, oh, okay, it's a big deal. I try to make it as a big deal. Yes.
You're doing a
Okay.
great job on getting the deals in. You are. But all right. I'm just trying to explain. Let me did you did,
I
Let me tell you what I discovered in this call, okay? Number one, this guy is an asshole, okay? We know this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
But that's who we work with.
Right.
Okay. So if you work in a zoo and you don't like animals, it's not going to work out, correct?
No. Did I tell you I don't like him? Did I tell you one bad thing about him?
No, but you said, hey, send it over to MCC. But it's a waste of time, and here's the reason why. He's expecting a 5% loan. Do you know what he's using with this money?
He told me that he's using it for inventory and for expanding his business, for marketing, stuff like
Great.
That.
Great. What's your next question you ask? I'm not trying to make you feel hurt or upset. I'm trying to walk you through the process.
No, I understand. But
what's the next? We're going
to
role play.
His documents, I need to tell
okay.
him whatever he wants to hear.
No. With someone that's applied this, you guys need to work on your transitions. This is not like Ruben and Dennis catch a grenade and disarm it. We can't do that. We need to understand, especially with people that are applying all over town. Or you can just try to get lucky. So he's looking for how much money, Lena?
$300,000.
Great. Why?
Last time when we had $300,000 for him, he told me he got it from somewhere else.
He is a liar. I understand that.
I know.
But why does he want the money?
Maybe for some other businesses. I'm pretty sure he has them. And I asked him about it, and he told me, no, I'm doing different things, but right now I
okay.
need for this business.
Okay, but why? What is he doing it for this business? Why?
He said that he needs inventory.
Okay, how does that help? If you get $300,000, how does that help your business make money?
How does inventory... Okay, I didn't ask how it will make him money right now, but when I did first time, I talked to him, and Dennis talked to him.
Oh, okay. But how does it, do you know how it makes him make money?
No, I don't
okay.
know exactly. I can imagine how the candle manufacturer can make money, but I don't know what he's doing. And I don't even think he works there.
Why don't you think he works there?
Because he's never there, and I always talk to his two
okay.
girls who are there running.
Number one, this money isn't going to another business. There's no scam going on. There's
okay.
no scam. Number two, here's what I was able to ascertain. The $250 to $300 will make him $1 million in sales. What do you think my next question? What's my next question?
What's your margin on it?
Great. Do you know what that answer was?
Yeah, you wrote 5%.
And also, how long does that take?
I can't imagine it's 5% on Kindle.
I agree with you.
That's
how long does it?
Yeah.
How long does that take?
Yeah, I asked that question too, but not. I didn't ask him.
What I am saying
because
is, you are doing an amazing. You've progressed. Just you know, you've actually progressed a lot, and I've seen you do a really good job organizing files, but. You're also really smart. When these people, not after the first call, but after the second or third call, especially when someone's applying all over town, you got to dig a little. You got to figure out what's going on. Why hasn't he taken these other loans? Did you ever ask that?
Yeah, he told me that, I could work out without
you. No. But
now,
why did...
actually, suddenly I called him and... Suddenly, he calls me and says, hey, Lena, you know, I want to do it now. I need $300,000.
Okay,
I said,
but
great. Send me bank statements.
Great, but the question is, why
First,
hasn't...
I want to see if I can even do it.
Why hasn't he taken these other loans?
He said, I told you, he said he could avoid it. He could do without it till now.
No, but why? Why hasn't he taken these other loans? When people apply for money, they don't apply because they just feel like wasting their time. It's a credit inquiry. It's time. It's
but that's understandable that he at that time thought that this is extremely expensive. yeah, that's why he didn't take it.
Okay, but did you
but
ask that
my,
question?
My line of thought was, okay, he didn't want it then, he wants it now because he didn't get anything better.
I agree that could be right, but
okay.
do you know he's applying other places right now?
No, I didn't know. How would I know?
You'd ask?
Oh, hi, it was so difficult to get bank statements from him that I couldn't even imagine he applies somewhere else. This girl was so mad with me that I'm asking for statements, and she was like, I'm busy, I don't have time to send it to you. She sent me nasty email.
Do you know what I would do in
So,
that, do you know what I do in that situation?
what?
I would call him and say, "Do you understand your secretary is sending me rude, nasty emails?"
I did. That's exactly what I did. I
What do you
called
say?
him. Oh, I will talk to her, but you know, you have to work with her because she's there and she's the one who has to do it. I said, I'm trying my best, but if you want along, you have to talk to her and make her to send this. How many times he told me, oh, she already sent it. I said, no, she didn't. She told me she did. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't get the email. If she can forward it to me again, I would really appreciate.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, he's trying to be, you know, sneaky and smart and
I'm just giving you the things you did badly. You did a lot of things good. But with someone like this, you really have to dig a little deeper and figure out what's going on.
Ruben, and I don't know. They always will take whatever is best for them, that's for sure. Okay.
Define what is
That's
best.
better interest.
Why not? How about the term
Whoever
length?
will give, huh?
Then let's give you 50 grand. If it's all about interest, let's give you 20 grand of cheap money. How about that? Does that do anything for you? 20 grand at 0% interest? We can give people 20 grand at 0% interest. No problem. When someone says that
Yeah,
someone
but he wants, yeah, he wants, I'm saying all the same scenario, okay? If you would get the same 250 from us or from somewhere else cheaper, they will go cheaper. Doesn't matter how much I will jump around and be nice to him or this and that
I
and
never
ask
said it.
him all this.
I think the thing that you could have done better here is you could have figured out he was getting equipment. That is a failure on everyone's part here, including
I
when it is.
ask everybody. There is a Russian girl who is running the show there, and
Hey,
I'm almost a friend with her, and
Lena.
she didn't tell me.
I don't care. I'm telling you that A, in a 5-minute conversation, I was able to figure this out. So that's either two things. Either A, I'm a fucking genius, which I'm not. I'm a moron. Or B, people have to ask more questions. There's no way
Yeah,
that.
and at this,
Do you think I
yeah,
like
you're
tricked him
right.
into telling? Yeah. Do you think I'm
Yeah.
really smart? No. I've got a borderline average IQ.
Yes, you are very smart and you're very good at what you're doing, and yeah, you know, that's the mistake. But again, he got this equipment after I worked with him. I
No,
know
he
he
didn't.
always
You're
used to
not listening. He ordered this equipment 6 months ago. You're wrong. You're wrong. He ordered this equipment before he applied with you.
Okay, Ruben, I tell every customer
Lena,
about
I
equipment.
don't care. I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah,
And you're saying I'm wrong.
and he if he didn't tell me, okay,
All I'm telling you
it's
is
my.
either A, he's lying to me again, which is possible, but he told me he got this equipment 2 months ago, but he started sending money for it 6 months ago. That's it. That's all he told me. That's all he told me.
Okay,
That's it. There's no, like,
anything.
that's all I'm telling you. Please ask more questions, especially with someone that
Okay,
comes back.
I will.
All right. I'm going to call him back. You're doing everything else is really, really good, by the way. I'm really impressed by what you've actually been able to do. By the way,
It's
I
okay.
don't know what kind of fucking invoices you're sending to FinPac on this other deal, this
I
Algorico.
don't know. I just try to
It's, I'm
work,
assuming they're
you
going to
know.
decline it, correct?
If they decline, they decline. That's why I send it
Well,
before I do it.
it's not equipment.
Yeah, it is. It's different speakers and fans and stuff like that, and installation of them.
I mean,
It's if they will say no, what do I lose to us?
this isn't
That's
an
what you
invoice,
always
but
say.
okay. This is not an invoice. This is a labor
Okay,
invoice.
let them look if this equipment can even fly. Then I will.
Hey, let me give you some advice. Fund your fucking
Yes.
Ascentium deal and fund it now.
I do everything for this. It's almost done. It's 90% done.
Okay, but just get the deal
I'm
done because this
working on it.
FinPac deal could blow up. I'm just telling you.
I understand. I
Okay,
understand.
cool. I'll talk to you soon. I'll let you know how this call goes.
I'm just trying.
All right.
Okay.
I know you're
Thank
trying,
you.
Lena. I know you're trying. I'm trying to help you make money.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's with FinPack. Listen, this guy took all his big equipment to somebody else because these freaking people with kitchen equipment offered him better financing.
What did they offer him?
5%.
No, that's not true. No one offers 5%. What's the company?
That's they had somebody who they financed with some bank.
What's the company? Do you believe a bank gives fucking loans for fucking restaurants? Are you out of your fucking mind? What's the company?
He didn't tell me, but after that, he told me that they offered him.
Yeah, they're lying to him. Tell me what the payment is and I'll beat it.
Okay, but I ask him every time I talk to him.
But do you see that? Like someone tells you, I'm financing here at 5%. You go, you just say, okay. You don't say, who are you working with? What's the lender?
He didn't tell me that he's financing it. He finally said, I don't need anything more of anything else. I'm paying. We gave him $100,000, actually $120,000, and he's doing it.
Okay, I just ask more questions. I'm going to call your guy. Ask questions, for the love of God. Ask questions.
I will. I want to finish this deal. I want to fund this. Like you were saying, I want to fund this. And I keep on talking to him.
All right, I got to call Bright.
Okay, bye.